ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం. పూర్ణమదః పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం. కఠోపనిషత్ పార్ట్ 2 సెక్షన్ 3 శ్లోక 14. యదా సర్వే ప్రముచ్యంతే కామాయేస్య హృది శ్రుతాః అత మర్త్యో మృతో భవతి అత్ర బ్రహ్మ సమశ్నుతే. సో వి సా ఇన్ ది లాస్ట్ వెబినార్ దట్ యమధర్మరాజా కన్క్లూడెడ్ ద డిస్కషన్ ఆన్ ది క్వాలిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ సమ్ వన్ టు బి ఎలిజిబుల్ టు గో టు వేదాంత. Now we are entering the final topic of Brahma Vidya Phalam in this shloka and also in the next shloka. Brahma Vidya Phalam is what? Is Jivan Muktihi. Jivan Muktihi means freedom here and now. So the next question is freedom from what? That will be the next question. So here we are not talking about physical freedom. Because physically, we have to depend upon the external world. There is no choice in that matter. For food, for clothing, for shelter, for all those amenities. We need to depend on the external world. So the freedom we are talking about here is the inner freedom from the problems of or the shackles of samsara. So samsara expresses in the form of varieties of internal problems. No individual is an exception to this. Like for example, jealousy, depression, fear, worry, insecurity, anger. They are all what? They are all symptoms of samsara. And of all the forms of samsara, the main one often highlighted in the scriptures is kamaha. Kama is desire. Kama is highlighted as the main culprit. So, kama is the first offshoot of samsara. Because of self-ignorance, avidya or ajnana, I take myself to be the body-mind complex. And as a body-mind complex, then I will definitely feel limited all the time. And so, as ahankara, I can never be purnaha. I can never be Purnaha, but I will ever be lacking in something or the other. I will ever be Apurnaha. So, Ajnanam or ignorance expresses in the form of Apurnatvam. Always something lacking in life, missing or wanting something in life, because we think by getting X and Y, I will become full. What I want, that varies, but that I want, that continues all the time. So, which alone is expressed in actually in Tamil language, they call it kurai. Kurai, nariya kurai. Some kurai or the other, everybody has. So, this apurnatvam that expresses in the form of kama. Because since I cannot withstand the limitation, I cannot withstand limitations since it is unnatural to me. Because I am ever full. That is what Vedanta teaches me. But I think I am not full. But I cannot stand that thought because my nature is Purnatvam. Fullness is my Swarupam. And since limitation I cannot withstand, there is always a struggle to remove the limitation, to gain fullness. And since limitation is because something I cannot withstand, it is foreign to me. I don't know what will remove the limitation. So what should I do? There comes the trial and error method. I think by experimenting this and that, I can become full. Get this, get that, get rid of this, get rid of that. So, it's a lifelong struggle for every individual. And this struggle to acquire for the sake of Purnatvam, that is called Kamaha. And freedom is defined as freedom from this struggle to be complete. I don't want to acquire anything for the sake of completion. I don't do anything for the sake of completion. And if at all I am doing something in life, it is not for the sake of completion, but it is out of completion. I am already complete. That knowledge should be there. So what I acquire, when I acquire something for the sake of completion, that is called a binding desire, bondage. It's a binding desire. But when I do things with completion or out of completion, it is called a non-binding desire. That is the difference between this binding desire and non-binding desire. Non-binding desires, you can have any amount, no problem. But binding desire, that is called samsara. And it is this binding desire that goes away by gaining Brahma Vidya. And this is called Jivan Muktihi, and that is why Krishna borrows this in the second chapter. Prajahadi yada kaman sarvan partha manogatan. That's what he said there. He gives up all binding desires. Why? Atmaneva atmana tushtaha. That is Krishna's addition. That is not here, given here. Krishna gives a commentary for this. I give up not because of grapes are sour philosophy. Because grapes are sour, so let me give up. No. I am full. And so I don't require anything to be full. And that is what is said here. Hridi shrutaha kamaha asya sarve pramuchyante. All these desires, kamaha, located in the mind, hridi shrutaha. Here. Hridi here means antakarana, manasi, in the mind. Sarve means all the desires, including the desire for moksha also. The last desire is what? The desire for desirelessness. That is my last desire. I don't want to have any more desire at all. And that is called moksha iccha. Desire for moksha also is gone because the jnani has understood I need not get moksha because fortunately I am nitya mukta swarupaha, that the jnani knows. And because he knows this, he doesn't want to gain moksha either. Therefore, he does not have even moksha iccha. And naturally, atha martyaha amrutaha bhavati. Such a person, martyaha, becomes amrutaha bhavati. He becomes immortal, free from the cycle of birth and death. Mortality, he is free from that. And what is the logic behind it? We have seen actually in the 8th chapter of Gita that the next birth is decided according to one's desire, kama, the strong desire a person entertains at the time of death. Yam vapim smaran bhavam tyajatyante kalevaram. That's what Krishna said there. In Mundaka Upanishad also it is given. Whatever kama he died with, he is born with those kamas. So in the case of a jnani, kama abhavat, kama nimitta punarjanma api nasti. Because there is no kama, so there is no punarjanma because of this kama. And if punarjanma is not there, punarmaranam also is not there. He will not die again also. In short, he is beyond birth and death cycle. And therefore, martyaha amrutaha bhavati. Martyaha, the mortals, amrutaha bhavati, become immortal. And here also we have to note that it is not that I, the mortal, became immortal. We have to understand that. I am ever immortal. But it is not that I, the mortal, became immortal because finite can never become infinite. So mortal becomes immortal means what? The one who thought himself to be mortal knows he is immortal now because of jnanam. Therefore, travel from mortality to immortality is what? Is travel from avidya or ignorance to jnanam, knowledge. It is not a physical travel, it is an intellectual travel, internal travel from the notion that I am mortal to the knowledge that I am immortal. And when this person will get this immortality, atra brahma samashnute, he attains Brahman. Atra means here and now. He doesn't have to wait for any length of time. He becomes one with Brahman. That means what? He drops the notion that Brahman is away from me. He drops the notion because of jnanam. All are only notion dropping, not any physical dropping. Because immortal, becoming immortal or becoming one with Brahman is dropping the notion that I am mortal or Brahman is away. So that notion is gone. So by dropping that notion, he becomes one with Brahman here and now, immediately. And this is a very, very important step to be noted, because Yamadharmaraja says, moksha is even while we are alive. We don't have to die to get moksha. We can gain moksha while we are alive. So this we always emphasize, because in certain other systems of philosophy, moksha is not a benefit here. It is something to be acquired after death, going to some loka or the other. That is what is given in all other systems and religions. Going to Vaikuntha if you are a Vaishnavite, or going to Kailasa if you are a Shaivite, or going to heaven if you are a Christian, all those things. As Swami Dayananda says, all religions are tourism promoters, to promote people to go to this loka or that loka. Advaita alone says, for moksha, you need not go anywhere after death. Moksha is here and now. This is called Jivan Muktihi. And this is the benefit of this knowledge, this Brahma Vidya Palam. This is Palam 1. Then the same one Palam is presented in a different language, actually in the next mantra that we will read, mantra 15. Yada sarve pravidyante hridayasyeha grantayaha atamartyo amruto bhavati yeta vadyanu shasanam. Here the Brahma Vidya Palam is presented in a different way, maybe in another language. Hridaya granti nashaha. In the previous mantra it was what? Hridaya kama nashaha. Here it is hridaya granti nashaha. Hridaya means mind. That itself we said it is antakarna, mind. Here it is hridaya granti nashaha. Granti means knots. There are so many knots. So, vidyate hridaya grantihi. You know, this is chidyante sarva samshayaha. Samshayaha. So, in Mundaka Upanishad also it is given. So, so vidya grantim vikaratiha saumya. That's what it said. So, what do we mean by not here granti? Shankaracharya says, that ignorance is the knot in the heart. Avidya. Ignorance is the knot in the heart. So, hridaya granti he means ajnanam or ignorance. That is called hridaya granti here. And why it is called a granti, a knot? Shankaracharya says, like a knot, it has become very firm, which cannot be that easily removed, cannot be untied. And so, dridadvat grantihi ityuchyate. Dridatva. This is Shankaracharya's meaning. We can take another meaning also, perhaps. Knot is one that which joins anything together. Either two pieces of ropes, they are joined together, or any two things are tied together with a knot and knotted. And symbolically, wedding also is joining together the boy and girl with what? With three knots. In our sampradaya, we put three knots. So, no, now the thing is, that which joins together is called a knot. And in Vedanta, knot is ignorance, because of which I, the Atma, get associated with the body-mind complex through my what? Through my Abhimana, Dehabhimana. Because of ignorance, Atma and Anatma are knotted together. So, that is called Anyonya Dhyasaha in Vedanta. So, whatever be the body's attributes, I claim my attribute. I am fat, I am thin, I am tall, I am black, I am white. All are body's attribute, but I claim them as mine. In short, ahankara mamakara granti. Ahankara mamakara granti eva avidya grantihi ityuchyate. So, and all those knots of the heart, the prabidyante, they are broken. Vidyante means they are all broken for good. Because of what? Because Deha Abhimana is dropped. Association with the body is dropped at the time of Jnanam. So, Sarve Grantayaha Hridayasyeha Prabhidyante. And result of that, what happens? Atha Martyaha Amritaha Bhavati. As a result of this destruction of the knots, this so-called mortal jiva, martyaha, becomes immortal, amrutaha bhavati. Again, the principle is same. When I identify with the body's mortality will be claimed by me as my mortality. Once I, as an ajnani, disidentify from the body, I look upon body's mortality as body's mortality and not as my mortality. I will not use the word I in place of body. I will say body is mortal, I am immortal. Because mortality itself is not samsara, but abhimana, association with the body, that is mortality. That alone is samsara. That is why when we read obituary columns in newspapers, what do they say? How many people die? What happens to us? We are reading mortality, but it does not affect us at all. So many people die. We just read them as news. So, it is not mortality itself that affects. In fact, we can talk very brilliantly, jatasya hi dhruvo mrityuhu, all those they will say. All those who are born, they all have to die. We may give lectures on all of them. But why we are not able to accept the same mortality when it occurs close to me? Because I have abhimana there. My association with my body is there. So, mortality per se is not the problem, but association with the body or abhimana, dehabhimana, in that mortality, that alone is the problem. Jnani does not have identification with mortality of anyone, including his own body. That is the difference between a jnani and us. And so, amrutaha bhavati, he drops the idea that I am mortal. And then Yamadharmaraja, he concludes by saying, etavadhi anushasanam. This much alone is my teaching. Anushasanam. Etavadhi. This much alone. So, you have asked for Atma Vidya through your third boon, O Nachiketas. I have very elaborately taught, beginning from first chapter, second section, 18th mantra, if you remember, from there, najayate mriyateva kudaschitim. From there onwards, from the first part, section 2, 18th mantra, the teaching started, and with this mantra, I am concluding this teaching. Etavat means this much alone is anushasanam, my teaching. Now the Upanishad is going to be concluded in the following three mantras that we will read. Mantra 16, Shatan Chaika Chakradayasya Nadyaha. Tasam murdhanam abhinishrutaikam tayordva mayanamrtatva methi vishvanganya utkramane bhavanti. So, in the previous two shlokas, Yamadharmaraja, he presented the Brahma Vidya phalam, the benefit of having this knowledge. Where in the Brahma Vidya is teaching given through the third boon. That is because of the third boon, he started to give that knowledge. Now, Yamadharmaraja wants to go to the second boon. If you have not forgotten that, Yamadharmaraja, he remembers the second boon. What is the second boon? A ritual called Nachiketa ritual. Nachitagnihi, if you remember that, Nachiketa ritual. And it is not a mere ritual, but a ritual combined with meditation. We mentioned all these during that time. So, Karma Sahita Upasana. Or in technical language, it is called Karma Upasana Samuchayaha. Karma and Upasana Samuchayaha. Samuchayaha means combination. A combination of karma and upasana. The ritual is called Nachiketa ritual. And what is the upasana called? If you remember, where did the second boon come? It came in the first chapter, first section, mantras 12 to 19, was the Nachiketa ritual with the upasana. And what was Upasana then? Virat Upasana. I am just only refreshing. Virat Upasana upon the very Agni, the very fire, Nachiketa Agni, in which the ritual was done. Lokadi Magnim Tamuvacha Tasmai Ya Ishtaka Yavatirva Yatavam Lokadi Magnim Lokadihi. Lokadihi means his Virat. That Virat Upasana upon the Nachiketa Agni ritual that was presented then, prescribed. Now, Yamadharmaraja wants to talk about the palam, the benefit of the Kama Upasana Samuchayaha. Kama and Upasana combination. He is trying to give the benefit of that. So previously he talked about the Brahma Vidya Palam, Jivan Mukti, we saw just now. And now he is going to talk about the Palam of this Kama and Upasana combination. So now it is Upasana Sahita Kama Palam, the Karma Palam. So Karma Sahita Upasana Palam or Karma Upasana Samuchaya Palam, we can call it anyway. Because combination will have a higher result than the individual ones. As we have said earlier, if we blindly chant Vishnu Sahasranama, we will have some palam. That is true. We say dhyanam and immediately, you know, fire off all the shlokas. We can go on to citing all the shlokas. Suppose instead of just chanting, like Shiva Manasa Puja, mentally you chant and see the meaning of the shlokas, then the dhyanam becomes an upasana. Then Vishnu Sahasranama Parayana will become Karma Upasana Samuchaya. Because it is karma, the recitation, and upasana, because we recite it knowing the meaning. Otherwise, it will be only kevala karma, which will give a lower result only. But when combined with upasana, it gives a higher result. That is true with any mantra, for that matter. And what is the higher result? Yamadharmaraja says, krama muktihi is the palam. If you remember krama mukti, that is in Bhagavad Gita, we already knew this in the 8th chapter. The upasaka will not, the whomsoever is the person who does the upasana, upasaka, he will not gain the knowledge here in this janma, but he will be an upasaka only throughout the life. He will not get jivan mukti, but at the time of death, he will go through the sushumna nadi and through shukla gati to brahma loka. All these we explained in detail when we did the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. There he will get the teaching in Brahmaloka. From whom? From none other than Brahmaji himself. And get the Aham Brahma Asmi Iti Jnanam. He will gain there in Brahmaloka and go to Moksha. So Upasakas will get Krama Mukti. And suppose a person does only Karma without Upasana. He does only the rituals. No Upasana. Then what will happen to him? He will not travel through Sushumna Nadi and all that at the time of death, but will emerge out through other nadis. We said there are so many nadis in the body. Sushumna Nadi is one. If the jiva finally goes through the Sushumna Nadi, then it will go directly to Brahmaloka and through Karma Mukti will gain moksha there. And what is the lot of the Karmi jiva who did not go through Sushumna Nadi? He will be again born depending on the type of karma. Thus, Ajnanis are divided into two types of people. So, Karmi Ajnanis and Upasaka Ajnanis. We can divide them into these two categories. Karmi Ajnanis and Upasaka Ajnanis. So, Upasaka Ajnani will get Krama Mukti and Karmi Ajnani will get Punar Janma. And this is the result. That is, now if you look at this mantra, Shatancha Yekacha Kridayasya Nadyaha. From the heart, Hridayasya, from the heart, 101 nadis emerge out. So, Shatancha Yeka means 101. Spreading all over the body. So many nadis, they emerge out from the heart. Shatancha Yeka, 101. Main nadis, they are Pradhana nadis, main nadis. And there are smaller nadis also. They say some 72,000 nadis and all. Tasam Yeka, of those 101 nadis, one nadi. What is exactly that nadi? Actually, we can say really nadi. If you translate, it is a very minute passage. Nadi is a minute passage. So, that one nadi, murdhanam abhinisritha, emerges out of the heart and goes through the middle of the neck and head and opens through the crown or top of the head. Murdaha. Murdaha means the crown or top of the head. Starts from the heart, goes through these portions and emerges through the crown of the head. So, Abhinishrita means opens up on the top. And that opening is called Brahmarandram, the small opening here, which is generally very tender. For a child, you can see that. It is very tender and it comes through that Sushumna Nadi. And what happens to the Upasaka? Who is he? The Virat Upasaka, who combined the Nachiketa ritual. For him, and he did the Nachiketa ritual, combined it with upasana. For him, what happens? Taya urdvam ayan. He emerges out at the time of death through the special Sushumna Nadi through the top. And that Nadi comes up to the top of the head, and beyond that, the passage is called Shukla Gati or Devayana. So when the Jiva goes through the Sushumna Nadi, up to here it comes into the head. Then it goes through the Shukla Gati all the way to Brahmaloka. So Taya, Taya means Sushumna Nadya, Urdvam Ayan, emerges out of the body at the time of death. Amrtattvam Yeti, the Upasaka attains immortality or moksha. But what type of moksha it is? It is not Jivan Mukti, it is Krama Mukti. He will go to Brahmaloka, he will gain Aham Brahmasmi Jnanam there and get liberation. So Amrtattvam Yeti, Krama Muktim Prapnoti. It's not Jivan Mukti, Krama Muktim Prapnoti. He will attain Krama Mukti. And if a person does not practice Upasana, what happens to him? He says, Anyaha Nadyaha. The non-upasaka will emerge out through other nadis, anyaha nadyaha. And what is the peculiarity of those nadis? The Sushumna Nadi is straight away facing up like a rocket launch. The moment one comes to the Sushumna Nadi, the jiva is straight launched to Brahmaloka. But other nadis are all turned sideways, as it were. They cannot take a person to Brahmaloka. And so Vishwang turned in all other directions. That is, this Vishwang is the adjective to Nadi. So all the other Nadis, which are turned sideways or in other directions, Utkramane Bhavanti, they will lead the non-upasaka, who is a mere karmi, who did only the Nachiketa Agni ritual, the non-upasaka. That is not said in this mantra, that we have to supply. So they will lead the non-upasaka to Utkramane. Utkramana here means emerging out and going to all other lokas. All other lokas here means punarjanma. He will be born in any other lokas. So Utkramane Bhavanti, it can be understood as punarjanma. So punarjanma karanani bhavanti. That will become the reason for his punarjanma. So in the context of Utkramanam, it means punarjanma. Then the cycle again continues. It goes on. So, Jnani gets Jivan Mukti, Upasaka gets Krama Mukti, and Karmi gets Punarjanma cycle. So, that is the message. So, with this, the palam of the second boon also is given. Shloka 17. Angushta Matra Purushontaratma Sadajananam Hridaye Sannivishtaha Tam Swacharira Pravrihete Munjadiveshikam Dairyena Tam Vidya Chukramamritam Tam Vidya Chukramamritam Iti. So Yamadharmaraja, he thought of concluding this teaching with the previous mantra with Kramamukti. Then he thought, if he concludes with Kramamukti, generally the students will remember only the last teaching. Because the previous mantra he concluded with Kramamukti. Then that's what people will remember. So, they may all go to Krama Mukti. So, he does not want to conclude with Krama Mukti. So, once again, he comes to Brahma Vidya Phala. Even though he already mentioned that, he comes back to that again. So, that the student will remember Jivan Mukti and not Krama Mukti. So, once again, Brahma Vidya Phalam is reassertained in this mantra. For that purpose, Brahma Vidya is summarized here. What is that? Angushta Matraha Purushaha Antaratma. There is this Antaratma, the inner self, which is as though of the size of the thumb, Angushta Matraha. This is Angushta, Angushta Matraha. So, we have explained this before earlier. So, Angushta Matraha, Purushaha. So, Madhya Atmani Tishtati. We have already seen this earlier. And Angushta Matra Purushaha, Jyotiriva, so Adhumakaha. So, all these things we mentioned when we dealt with this earlier in previously in other contexts. So in two mantras this has been seen already, so we don't have to discuss that now. So it is as though of the size of the thumb, such an antaratma is called Purushaha. And it is called Purusha because it indwells in the body. Pure vasati iti Purushaha, this definition also we have seen yet earlier. And it indwells everybody also, not only in my body, in everybody. So, Purayati Sarvam, Iti Purushaha. And it goes beyond the body also. So one who is within and one who is without. And where is that Atma present? Sada Jananam Hridaye Sannivishtaha. That Atma is very much present, installed, Sannivishtaha, in the mind of everyone, Hridaye, Sada Jananam. Here, heart means mind. And how is Atma present? As the consciousness, witnessing every thought and even the absence of thought. This also we have discussed earlier. Not only it witnesses all thoughts, even the absence of thought. In the form of witness, consciousness, Atma is there mixed with the Anatma Shariram. The body is mixed with the body. And what is Brahma Vidya? Brahma Vidya is separating the Atma from the Anatma, the container. Tam Swacharirat Pravrihet. So, one should separate that consciousness from the body, which is matter. Body is mere matter because they are mixed together. Remember the light and the hand example. We have given this example all the time. Similarly, consciousness pervading the body is totally a distinct entity that has to be understood. Pravrihet, one should separate, segregate, one should discriminate. It is called Atma Anatma Vivekaha, Sharira Shariri Vivekaha, or Drishya Vivekaha. All these terms we have mentioned during our discussions earlier. And this discrimination cannot be physically done. Like the light cannot be separated from my hand physically. They are together. It is an intellectual process, one of understanding. We can never physically separate consciousness and matter. And since it is an intellectual cognitive process, it requires very little intellect and so should be separated very carefully. So pravrihet. Dhairyena. Dhairyena means very alertly. Like what? An example is given here. Munjat iveshikam iva. Iveshikam iva means munja is a type of grass. Munja grass. And there is an inner portion which is called ishika in the munja grass, which is very tender. And if you have to separate the inner tender portion of the grass from the munja grass, it has to be done very, very carefully because it is so tender. Because the grass has got very sharp edge. It can cut the finger and it can bleed. Like separating the tender shoot within the munja grass, one should separate the Atma from Anatma in terms of understanding only. There is no physical removal. Here the word dhairya does not mean courage, but vivekena. Vivekena means with a subtle mind. And having separated the Atma from the body, which is called Tvampada Viveka, then what should I do? Tam Shukram Amritam Vidyat. One should know that this consciousness is nothing but Brahman, described in the Upanishad. Shukram means Shuddham. Amritam means Nityam. So, Shuddham, Nityam, Brahma is not sitting somewhere else. I, the witness, the consciousness, am Brahma. This is called Tadpada Aikyam. Therefore, it is a Mahavakya mantra, this particular mantra. So, first separate yourself from the body, then identify yourself with Brahman. This is a two-step process. That's what one should do. So, disidentification from the body and identification with Brahman, that is Vedanta. And that is shown by Chinmudra. That also we have seen earlier. So, disidentification from the three bodies, Stula, Sushma, Karana, Shariras, and identification with Brahman, Angushta. So, this is Brahma Vidya, which gives Jivan Mukti, and one should work for Jivan Mukti and not vote for Krama Mukti. That's what Dhammadharma Raja's message is here. And Tam Vidya Chukram Amrita Mithi. It is repeated again to indicate the conclusion of Yamadharma Raja and Nachiketasa Samvada. So it is concluded. Now we can imagine that both Nachiketas and Yamadharma Raja, now they can go to the green room because the scene is over. Because they were introduced by the Upanishad. You know, both go And after this is by the MC, Upanishad is the MC. The Upanishad introduced both of them, and now it is over, they go. The Upanishad comes and concludes the Kathopanishad in the last mantra that we will read, mantra 18.
Mrityu proktam nachiketo talabdhva vidyametam yoga vidhim chakritsnam brahma prapto virajo bhut vimrityuhum anyopyevam yo vidatyatma meva.
So the Upanishad, now it glorifies Nachiketas, because Nachiketas was a great boy, a brilliant student who received this knowledge, and he got liberated. And that is said here, Nachiketaha. Nachiketaha should be understood as Nachiketaha. We already saw that thing. Yetam mrityuproktam vidyam labdhva. Nachiketas attained this wisdom taught by Mrityu. Mrityu is what? Yamadharmaraja himself. Not only he learnt Vedanta, Yoga Vidhim Cha Kritsnam. Yamadharmaraja also taught the Yoga Abhyasa in two verses. Samadhi, the Abhyasa, if you remember, Samadhi Abhyasa, so which is required for the assimilation of the teaching, Nididhyasanartham. He taught that. And having acquired this wisdom, Brahma praptaha virajaha vimrityuhu abhut. He became one with Brahman, and so only virajaha. Virajaha means free from all impurities like avidya, punyam, papam, sanchita, agami, prarabdha, all those things. He is free from all of them because he became a jivan muktaha. All these impurities are gone. And vimrityuhu, he became free from mortality also. No more mrityu for him. And then the Upanishad wants to say that not only Nachiketas got moksha, and one who studies Kathopanishad, even in the 21st century today, they also can get moksha. It is valid now also. Anyaha api evam vidhe. Whoever receives the same wisdom from the same Upanishad in the same manner, aham brahma asmi iti. So the word evam and with should be joined together. Evam with, whomsoever knows this, knows what? Adhyatmam, this atmajnanam, anyaha. And there is no restriction at all. Age is not mentioned here. Jati is not mentioned here. Varna is not mentioned here. Ashrama is not mentioned here. Gender not mentioned here. Religion not mentioned here. So whomsoever gains this knowledge, that is the beauty of our dharma. Saha api evam. Evam yaha. The sentence is incomplete actually. We have to complete it by adding saha api brahma praptaha virajaha vimrityuhu bhavati. He will also attain oneness with Brahman, will become pure and free from maranam. And we should remember, from Vedantic angle, papam is also impurity, punyam also is impurity. We have already said earlier, three things are papams. Papam itself is papam. Punyam also is papam. And ajnanam also is papam. Why? All the three are impediments for somebody to gain moksha. So virajaha. Virajaha means punya papabhyam vimuktaha bhavati. And once karma is not there, how can there be janma? No. And when janma is not there, how can there be mrityuhu? No. Therefore, samsarat vimuktaha bhavati. When? Atra. Here and now. He doesn't have to wait anymore. At this very moment, the moment jnanam comes, that very moment he becomes jivan muktaha. Any student of Kathopanishad will attain liberation if they gain this knowledge. So with this, the Palashruti given by the Upanishad, previously the Palashruti was given by Yamadharmaraja, now the Upanishad gives the Palashruti. Upanishad repeats this palam and concludes the teaching. Now we will chant the Shanti Pata once again.
Sahana Vavatu, Sahanau Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति 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 ही.
The Shanti Pata is again repeated at the end also for expressing our gratitude to the Lord for our successful completion of this Upanishad.
Even though we had several breaks and all in between, we managed to complete it now. And also, more importantly, to pray to the Lord that this knowledge should be assimilated by me and there should be a character transformation in me, a behavioral transformation in me. That is most important for us. And this knowledge should become part of my life. With this prayer, the Upanishad is concluded. Now, before we close the discussions, let us just summarize. I will take maybe 15-20 minutes to summarize the second chapter of Kathopanishad. We already summarized the first chapter of Kathopanishad when we finished the first chapter, first section. Now, the second section is, we'll summarize. We know the background of Kathopanishad. It happens to be a dialogue between Yamadharma Raja, with who happens to be the guru, and Nachiketas, a small boy who happens to be a student. These are all story parts. So, in a particular context, Yamadharma Raja offers three boons to Nachiketas. You know the story. And as the third boon, Nachiketas asks for Atma Vidya, self-knowledge. The first two boons he uses for other things. And Atma Vidya is his personal desire. And Yamadharma Raja fulfills these desires of Nachiketas, expressed through the first two boons. And then elaborately gives Atma Vidya by way of fulfilling Nachiketas' third desire. In the first chapter itself, Atma Vidya was given in the second section and third sections. And now the second chapter also deals with the third boon alone. And therefore, in the third chapter of the second section also, we find Atma Vidya given by Yamadharma Raja. So, with this background, we will see the essence of all the three sections of the second chapter. So, let us first take up the first set of, you know, first section of second chapter, first valli. In Sanskrit, the chapter is called, you know, adhyayaha, and the section is called valli. So, second adhyaya, first valli. So, dvitiyadhyayem, prathama valli. Summary of that. In this section, the first two mantras, they deal with an important discipline, which is a primary requisite for a student. Several disciplines are mentioned in the Shastras, and Yamadharma Raja gives one important discipline, and that is the sensory control or dhamaha, sense control. Otherwise, in the Yoga Shastra, it is called pratyaharaha, sense control. So, indriya nigraha or dhamaha or pratyaharaha. Indriya nigraha is in the Tattva Bodha language. That is the discipline that is mentioned here. And he points out that it is not an easy discipline since sense organs are naturally turned outwards only. To make them focus inward is very difficult. Paranchi kani vitrinat swayambuho tasmat parang pashyati. It is not an acquired habit, but it is an instinctive habit to be extrovert. And whatever is instinctive, it is extremely difficult to handle. In fact, we are fighting against our own nature, perhaps. And so, it is going to be an uphill task, requiring lot of discrimination and lot of willpower. And so, Yamadharma Raja says, Kaschid dhiraha pratyagatmanam aikshate avritta chakshuhu amritattva michanne. Only some rare people, kaschid dhiraha, master the sense organs. Here we do not talk about suppression of sense organs, but mastery born out of understanding. We always emphasize that. In suppression, what happens? The controlling factor comes from outside. But in mastery, it comes from our own wisdom. When I say no, it is mastery. When others impose that on me, that is suppression. And so, it should be born out of viveka or discrimination, viveka shakti. That discrimination point is given in the second mantra in which Yamadharma Raja says, if a person does not have sense control, what will be the consequences that person should know? He will be lost in the fleeting world or ephemeral world of sense objects, sense vishayas. So, paracha kaman anuyanti balaha te mrityoryanti vitatasya pasham. That's what he said. If you get carried away by the sense organs and sense objects, one will be lost in the world of mortality, samsara, and the result is punarapi maranam, punarapi jananam. That cycle. And to put in Yamadharmaraja's language, you will be under my grip. Yamadharmaraja says, you will be under my grip. That's what he says. So understand and then master your sense organs. So Dhamma, Dhamma is sense control, that is highlighted in the first two mantras. And from the third to the 13th mantra, that is the central theme of this section, through which Yamadharmaraja answers Nachiketasa's question regarding Atmaswarupam. So mantras 3 to 13, that is Atmaswarupa Varnanam, description of Atmaswarupam. And what is the description of Atma? It is of the nature of Chaitanyam or consciousness. And what is the nature of consciousness? We should remember all these, because the four points which you mentioned, I will mention again, because these are four important points we should remember all the time. Number one, consciousness is not a part, product or property of the body. Two, consciousness is an independent entity which pervades and enlivens the body. Three, consciousness is not limited by the boundaries of the body. That is, consciousness extends beyond the periphery of the body, all-pervading, sarva-vyapakam, desha-paricheda-shunyam, without any spatial limitation also. Consciousness, the fourth point is, consciousness continues to exist even after the fall of the body, which means consciousness is eternal. It is not bound by time in the form of date of birth or date of death. Since there is no space limitation, it is all-pervading. And since there is no time limitation, it is eternal. That is consciousness. So consciousness is all-pervading and eternal. This is Atmaswarupam that Yamadharmaraja points out. And being consciousness, it is that principle because of which one is conscious of everything. Yena rupam rasam gandham shabdans parshamscha maitunan. It is that principle because of which I am conscious of everything. So, Chaitanya Swarupaha Atma. And the next important point Yamadharmaraja highlights is, even though consciousness is all-pervading and one, this consciousness manifests or expresses in matter media in various ways. Why it manifests differently? Not because there is differences in consciousness, but because of the differences in the quality of the medium. The manifestations are manifold. Like one electricity manifests in different forms depending upon the medium. For example, in the fan, in the light bulb, in so many other forms, in the mechanical energy of motion. So, in the bulb as the light principle. And that itself, small bulb, small light, big light, all those things are there. So consciousness is one, but its manifestations are many. And these manifestations, Yamadharmaraja broadly classified again into three levels. One, when the consciousness is manifest in the samashti karana prapancha. By now, I expect people to understand all these terms. Samashti Karana Prapancha, total causal universe. That is the universe in the seed form, in the dormant form. The consciousness is called Ishvara Chaitanyam or Antaryami Chaitanyam. And number two, when the very same consciousness manifests through Samashti Sukshma Prapancha, not Karana Prapancha, but Sukshma Prapancha, the subtle universe, the total mind, that is a subtle universe, that is called Hiranyagarbha Chaitanyam. So one is Ishvara Chaitanyam or Antaryam Chaitanyam, Karana causal universe, and the Sukshma Shariram, the subtle universe, it is called Hiranyagarbha Chaitanyam. And the very same consciousness manifests through the total gross universe, the Sthula Prapancha, the consciousness is same, only the medium is different. Its manifestation is called Virat Chaitanyam or Vaishwanara Chaitanyam. So these Ishvara Chaitanyam, Hiranyagarbha Chaitanyam, Virat Chaitanyam, depending on the manifesting medium. Chaitanyam being one. Therefore, one consciousness itself expresses as Ishvara, as Hiranyagarbha and Virat. And this is at the macro level. But the very same expresses in the micro level also, and there also karana shariram, from karana prapancha the total to karana shariram the individual, sukshma shariram sukshma prapancha to sukshma shariram, and stula prapancha to stula shariram. And what are the three corresponding names here? The same consciousness expressing through the karana shariram is called prajna, prajna chaitanyam. In the karana prapancha it was called ishvara chaitanyam, now in this karana shariram it is called prajna chaitanyam. Expressing through the sukshma shariram, that is called taijasa chaitanyam. There it was Hiranyagarbha chaitanyam, here it is taijasa chaitanyam. And so at the samashti level we have ishvara, Hiranyagarbha and virat, and at the vashti level, individual level, we have got prajna, taijasa and vishva chaitanya. All these six are six different manifestations in six different matter media. Suppose we remove the matter, the consciousness is only one. Yadeva iha tad amutra. Yad amutra tadanviha. That's what he said. What is at macro level is at micro level also, and vice versa. So micro macro difference belong to the matter, but not at the conscious level. This consciousness in different manifestations called sopadika rupani was pointed out. Having enumerated that consciousness is one, Yamadharmaraja, he then gets into various matter media. So the basic question is what? Advaitam is fine, but there seems to be plurality at the level of matter. In the form of sthula shariram, grass body, sukshma shariram, subtle body, karana shariram, causal body, sthula prapancha, sukshma prapancha, karana prapancha. So Yamadharmaraja says there is no plurality in the form of matter also. In fact, there is no matter separate from consciousness. That's what Yamadharmaraja teaches. Manasai vedam aptavyam neha nanasti kinchana mrityohosa mrityum gachati mrityam gachati saiha naneva pashyati. That's what he said. There is no matter medium at all separate from consciousness. So what is matter? Consciousness with nama rupa is called matter. And thus Yamadharmaraja establishes Advaitam in the first section, verses 3 to 13. And then in the 14th and 15th shlokas, the last two shlokas, Yamadharmaraja talks about the benefit of this vision, the phalam. Either one can have the Advaita darshanam or Veda darshanam. Either you can see oneness or one can see plurality. Yamadharmaraja talks about the consequences of both. He says, whoever sees division, he will go from mortality to mortality only. Mrityoho sa mrityum apnoti. Ya iha naneva pashyati. So whoever sees Veda, division, will go from mortality to mortality. Whereas whomsoever sees abhedam, who has the Abheda Darshanam, he attains immortality. An example is given of the rain waters which flows down the slope of a mountain. How the water gets dissipated and becomes weaker and weaker, and then ultimately gets absorbed by earth and disappears. So division means disappearance. While when all the waters merge into the ocean, there is an eternity, that is Nityatvam. So yathodakam shuddhe shuddham asiktam tadrigeva bhavati evam muner vijanataha atma bhavati gautama. Gautama is another name for Nachiketa, that we already said. And the best example we can have is what? When a wave looks upon itself as a wave, it will look upon itself as mortal. Whereas when it learns to look upon itself as water, forgetting the name and form, it understands itself as water. So sarvatra yeka jalam yeka jala darshanam, there is no mortality at all. So the vision is our choice, and the benefit depends upon the type of vision one has. So with this, the palashruti of the first section, first valli, is over. Now when we go to the second valli, the entire second section is atma swarupa varnanam. It's a very very important section. Atma looked from the individual angle and from the macro angle. From the individual angle, it is called Jivatma. and from the total angle, the same Atma is called Paramatma. But from its own angle, it is neither Jivatma nor Paramatma. And what is it? It is Atma with no adjective. Jivatma has Jiva as adjective. Paramatma has Parama as adjective, the macro adjective. Atma by itself is neither macro nor micro. It is Atma, period. And here in this section, in the first 7 mantras, the Atma is described from the individual angle, Vyashti level. And Yamadharma Raja points out that Atma alone makes every organ alive. By lending reflected consciousness, Chitabhasa, you should be familiar with all these terms by now, the material Stula Shariram has become sentient. So the material mind also is alive because of Chitabhasa, reflected consciousness. And even the Pancha Pranas, Prana, Apana, Vyana, Udana, Samana, Pancha Pranas, they also are alive because of Atma only. And Yamadharma Raja says, Atma lends consciousness to the Prana. That's the first charity. Prana has become sentient. And what does Prana do? Out of the borrowed consciousness, Prana lends consciousness to the physical body. Therefore, superficially seeing, the body seems to borrow life from Prana. But really speaking, body does not borrow life from Prana, but from consciousness through the medium of Prana. So it happens as though Prana is enlivening the body, but Yamadharma Raja says, don't give the credit to Prana, but give the credit to Atma. Na pranena na panena, martyo jivati kashchana, itarena tu jivanti, yasmin netavu pashritav, asya visramsa manasya, sharirasya stasya dehinaha, dehat vimuchya manasya, kimatra parishishyate. That's what he said. If consciousness were not there to bless the prana and body, they will be all dead bodies only, which will decay and disintegrate. And that is why in the 15th chapter, Krishna beautifully says, every activity of every organ reveals the presence of Atma. So when you touch and feel the body, it is expression of what? It is expression of Atma. Utkramantam sthitam vapi. The utkramantam sthitam vapi bhunjanam va gunanvidam. That's what Krishna said. So when you taste something, for example, don't take it for granted that tasting is possible because of what? Because of life in the tongue. That's what? Life is the expression of consciousness. And the expression of consciousness is the expression of Atma. Thus, in the first 7 mantras, Atma Swarupam from the individual angle was described. Then from the 8th mantra up to the 15th mantra, the very same Atma is described from the macro angle, the total angle. Yamadharma Raja says, the Atma Chaitanyam, the consciousness, really speaking, is not located in the body. On the other hand, all the bodies are located in consciousness. Remember our example again, space is there within the hall. That is the first stage of knowledge. Then space is there not only within the hall, but it is outside the hall also. That is the second state of knowledge. And what is the final stage? It is not that space is inside the hall or outside the hall. In fact, the hall is in one all-pervading space. Similarly, Yamadharma Raja says, consciousness is not in the body. All the bodies are in consciousness. In fact, not just all the bodies, but the entire universe is in consciousness. So, Atma Sarva Adhishtana Chaitanyam Asti. Tasmin Lokaha Shritaha Sarve Tadunatyeti Kashchana. And Yamadharma Raja points out, being Sarva Adhishtanam, Atma is all pervading Sarva Vyapaka Chaitanyam. For which two examples were given. Agnir Yatayeko Bhuvanam Pravishtaha. Rupam Rupam Pratirupo Babuvam, Vayuryatayeko Bhuvanam Pravishtaha, Rupam Rupam Pratirupo Babuvam. Just as the fire principle that pervades the entire earth, and the air principle pervades the entire earth, similarly, Atma pervades everything. And through the example, Yamadharma Raja conveys something. When the fire pervades a metal, red hot metal, the fire seems to have the shape of the metal. The shapeless fire has got a seeming shape when it is in a shaped metal. And if there are two shaped metals, it looks like fire is in one metal, fire is in metal two. And it appears as though that there is no fire in between them. And what is the fact actually? Fire is in all the metals also and in between also. How do we know? If you stand there, you will know you cannot withstand the heat. It is so much between the two metals, which indicates the presence of the formless fire. So fire is formless, but in various media, it seems to have a form. Similarly, consciousness is formless and all-pervading, but it seems to be located in individual bodies. So it is the Sarva Vyapaka Chaitanyam Atma. Then the next point Yamadharma Raja pointed out is, even though consciousness is all-pervading, it is not affected by anything. It is associated with everything, but it is not affected by anything. Asangaha, Asanga Chaitanyam Atma. Here also a beautiful example was given. Suryo yata sarvalokasya chakshuhu na lipyate chakshushair bahya doshaihi ekastata sarvabhutantaratma na lipyate loka dukkena bahyaha. Just as the surya prakasha, the sunlight, that pervades every object, but the sunlight is not wet by water, it is not burnt by fire, nor sullied by dust. It does not smell foul because it shines on drainage also. Sunlight is asangaha. It's not affected by any of them. Similarly, consciousness is not tainted. This is the next point. Then Yamadharma Raja says, since the consciousness is all-pervading, it is ekaha, advitiyaha. You cannot, you know, count consciousness. You can count the body, but you cannot count the atma. This is a very, very significant thing from the philosophical angle also, because there are other systems of philosophy which claim that atmas are many. The Sankhya philosophy, which is very close to Advaita, which has got several features similar to the Advaita, that Sankhya philosophy says that atmas are many. Every individual has one atma. So your body has your atma, my body has my atma. And there are as many atmas as there are bodies. So it is very clear from this mantra that atma ekaha. Anatmas are many, but atma ekaha. Not only atma is ekaha, but this atma alone appears as though many. It has got seeming plurality. It manifests as pluralistic universe. It is called jagat karanam. So ekascha karanancha. So it is. So in Viveka Chudamani, Shankaracharya says, we will see this shloka during that, at that time. Ekam eva sadaneka karanam. Karanantara nirasha karanam. Karya karana vilakshanam swayam. Brahma tattvamasmi brahmamatmasi bhavayatmani. So that's what, you know, Viveka Chudamani will say, and we will see that at that time. So ekam cha karanam cha chaitanyam. In which mantra it is? Eko vashi sarvabhutantaratma ekam rupam bahudha yakkaroti. So Yamadharma Raja points out that this atma is nityaha. So karana rupatvat nityaha. Everything else being karyam, they are anityam. All others are effects. This is only karanam, the cause. So any product is anityam, any cause is nityam. I may be taking maybe 5 more minutes if people could care to sit for. Otherwise, you can listen to the recordings if you are done with your time. I'll finish it today. And any product is anityam, that is, that the cause is nityam. Clay was there before the creation of the pot. Clay exists after the creation of the pot. Clay continues to exist even after the destruction of the pot. Therefore, clay is in all the three periods of time, whereas the pot is subject to birth and death. So always karyam is anityam and karanam is nityam. Atma being jagat karanam, it is nityaha. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam eko bahunam yo vidadati kamam. So it is one cause among all the perishable effects. Thus, he gives a beautiful description of Atma from various angles, and all these are from macro level. Previously, they were all from the micro level. So, with this, the second section is over. Then comes the third and final valli. In the first four mantras, Yamadharmaraja summarizes the Atma Swarupam, which he has revealed in the previous section. So, this is a Upasamhara Bhagaha. And in these four mantras, Yamadharmaraja highlights one feature, and that is Atma alone is both the intelligent and material cause of the universe, the Nimitta Karanam and Upadana Karanam cha. Atma is the maker of the universe and also the very material out of which the universal universe manifests. For which we have example from Mundaka Upanishad again. Yatorna nabihi srijate grinyate grinate cha. Just as the spider is the intelligent cause of the web and also the material cause also, out of itself alone the web comes out. Similarly, Atma is both the intelligent cause and material cause of the universe. And from the 5th to the 13th shloka, Yamadharmaraja gives various sadhanas, preparatory disciplines. Very, very important. Atma is externally subtle. It is extremely subtle. And therefore, grasping the teaching requires lot of preparation. Four sadhanas are highlighted here. Number one, remembering the greatness of human birth. Because in this birth alone, knowledge is possible. So never take the human janma for granted and postpone to gain this knowledge. In human janma alone, knowledge can be attained. In other janmas, knowledge is not possible. Even if it is possible, it will be very, very vague. Only the other places where Krishna, where knowledge is clearly possible, that is Brahmaloka. But for Brahmaloka, visa is very, very difficult to get to gain jnanam. So make use of human janma, remember the value of human birth so that we will prioritize properly. And the second thing is, the second value highlighted is what? Atma anatma vivekaha, the clear understanding of the meaning of the word I as seen by the scriptures. I happen to be a mixture of two things, namely the body-mind complex and the consciousness pervading that. Light in the hand, you know, and the light pervading the hand example, then we know that. So when I point the finger, either I might show the finger or the light pervading the finger, both I can show. So if communication must be clear, you should know what my intention is. Similarly, when I say you are all pervading, my finger is referring to the mixture of you. What are the two things? The body part of you and the consciousness part of you. So when I am showing the finger, which part I have in mind? The consciousness only. And I say, you are all pervading. And if you understand that you are consciousness, then without batting an eyelid, you can nod your head and say, yes, it is true, I am all pervading. Suppose if I say you are all pervading and you take only the physical body, then you will wonder what I am saying. Then there is a communication gap. So to avoid the communication gap, we should always know the meaning of the I and as consciousness, which is called Tvam Pada Lakshyartha. It must be kept in mind throughout Vedanta Shravana. Don't take, you know, the literal meaning of the word I, but take the scriptural meaning of the word I. This is called Lakshyartha Jnanam, Lakshyartha Jnanam. This is the second qualification required to listen to Vedanta. And the third attribute is what? Is yoga abhyasaha, the practice of yoga or meditation, which is disciplining the mind. Yada panchava tishtante jnanani manasasaha buddhischana vicheshtate tamahu paramam gatim. The capacity to withdraw the mind from external objects and focus the mind in a particular field and retain in that field for a length of time. This absorption capacity is called Nirvikalpaka Samadhi. And in this Samadhi Abhyasa, it is prescribed by Yamadharmaraja as a discipline of the mind called Upasana or meditation. So this is the third preparatory discipline. And the fourth one is what? Yamadharmaraja highlights is Shraddha, faith in the words of the Guru and scriptures, giving the benefit of doubt to the Guru and Shastra. So even though I am not able to conceive of a Brahman, which is formless, colorless, tasteless, attributeless, all that, which cannot be perceived by my sense organs, or through my mind, the more you hear the description, the more you get the doubt. So even though you are not able to comprehend, you accept the existence of Brahman. Brahma asti iti shraddha. And with this shraddha, with this faith, if you consistently listen, it will become clearer in due course. So asti tyevopa labdhasyaptavyah tattvabhavena chobayoho asti tyevopa labdhasyam tattvabhava prasidati. This is called shraddha. Shraddhavan labhate jnanam. That's what Krishna said. Guru Vedanta Vakeshu Vishwasaha Shraddha. That is what Tattvabhava defined. So the four sadhanas were highlighted in the portion 5th through the 13th shlokas. Then from the 14th to 18th mantra that we saw today, the end, jnana palam is given, the benefit of such a knowledge. The palam is presented in three forms. Sarva granti nashaha, all the knots of ignorance are gone. Or avidya adhyasa nashaha, the destruction of ignorance and the consequent misconceptions are removed. In fact, ignorance by itself is not bad. Ignorance is bliss. But ignorance leads to varieties of errors. And that creates a lot of problems. I am the body is one error. I am the body, mind, subject to birth, death, they are all errors. Even though ignorance is one, errors are many. And ignorance plus errors are called Hrit Grantayaha. We saw it in today's discussion. And all of them are destroyed. That is benefit number one. Number two, the second palam that Imadhar Maharaja gives is what? Sarva Kamanashaha, destruction of all desires. Whenever we say desire, in the context of Vedanta, remember binding desires only. We spoke about binding and non-binding desires. Any amount of non-binding desire is no problem. Because if they are fulfilled, okay. If they are not fulfilled, also okay. Because they are non-binding. Here we are talking about binding desires through which I expect fulfillment in life. And so, consequent tension, fear, stress, worry, disappointment, everything in the form of samsara, they haunt me. All such kamas are gone. So, kamanashaha is the second palam. And the third palam is the positive brahma praptihi, attainment of oneness with Brahman. Atra brahma samashnute, brahma praptaha virajobhut vimrityuho. Brahma prapti or brahma aikyam is the third palam. Here again we should be careful. When we say brahma prapti, it is not actually united with Brahman. There is no union, physical union, anything happening. It only means dropping the notion of division between Brahman and me. That is aikya praptihi, oneness. These are the three benefits, palams of jnana. And the most important thing is, Yama Dharmaraja promises the results here and now. He is the ultimate person to promise that, he says. And incidentally, Yama Dharmaraja gives the palam for the Nachiketa ritual also, along with Virat Upasana, which was taught as the second boon. And what is the benefit of that? Krama Mukti. Gradual liberation is the palam. Krama Mukti means we should remember the 8th chapter. He will go to Brahmaloka and he will gain self-knowledge there and he will get liberated. And after presenting this Jnana Palam, Yama Dharmaraja and Nachiketas, they withdraw to the green room back. And the Upanishad is the master ceremony here. It gives us that not only Nachiketas got the benefit, whomsoever gains this knowledge, they will all get the same benefit. Kamanashaha, Granthinashaha, Brahma Praptihim, in short, Mokshaha, they will all get. So here is Mrityo Mrityu Proktam Nachiketota Labdvam Vidyametam Yoga Vidyam Chakrishnam Brahma Prapto Virajo Bhut Vimrityuhom Anyopi Evam Yo Vidat Yatma Veva. So whosoever gains this Vidat Adhyatma Veva, whomsoever gains this knowledge, they will all get this benefit. That is the assurance given by Yama Dharmaraja. With this, the general palashruti from the Upanishad also is over. So first Yama Dharmaraja gave the benefit himself and the Upanishad also gave the palashruti. And with this, the third section is concluded. And the second chapter of Kathopanishad is also over. The entire Kathopanishad is over. And we will chant the Shanti Mantra again to thank the Lord for the successful completion of this learning. Sahana Vavatu சகனௌ புனக்தூ சக வீரியம் கரவாவகை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மாவித்விஷாவகை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஸ்ரீகிருஷ்ணார்ப்பணமஸ்து.